it was the right thing to do to have a rest and to sort of refresh with such a busy summer and winter coming up. I don't think there'll be much time in between going away to India again. It's something that the backroom staff and the guys are very have been very good on for the last couple of years, keeping guys on the field and making sure that they're fit and mentally fresh when it comes to Test cricket. So of course I'd love to play as much as I can for Yorkshire, but unfortunately the opportunities haven't quite been there of late. But two games coming up and I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into them. It is really nice to go back and play and to be a part of a, you know, it's almost looking at the side at the minute, trying to see where I'll fit into the team. Honestly, there's a lot of guys scoring runs and playing really good cricket, and you almost think, is it worth upsetting that for a couple of games? But it's great to be back involved. A lot of the guys, you know, I've known from being a really young lad and grown up learning the game with. So it's nice to be able to be in the same dressing room as them again and playing competitive cricket with them again.
How special is it for you to be named as an ambassador for the Cricket Foundation?
Yeah, it's great. As I was saying earlier, it's great to come down here and see the kids have similar opportunities that I did when I was a lad growing up. What the foundation does, it's brilliant for them, for coming and working with and reminiscing with some of the older guys who are struggling with dementia and that side of thing. It's everything that, you know, that's good about the club, that to come into the community and to offer that, I think is really important.
Today, a chance for you to inspire the next generation of youngsters.
Yeah, I've been watching earlier and there's a lot of talent out there. It's really, really good to see. So it's great to see them get that opportunity and hopefully that they can take a lot from today and really enjoy their experience and want to come back on their own accord as well.
And not long to go until the first test, which is of course at Headingley. How much are you looking forward to being back at your home ground playing for England?
Yeah, it's always nice to play at Headingley, whether it be for Yorkshire, for England. There's the crowd always get well behind you. Western Terrace always rowdy and can be quite entertaining if the cricket's a little bit dull. They're always a nice distraction, but I'm looking forward to getting back out there. It's imperative that we get off to a good start in the series, and it's a bit strange really. It's not very often you play the first test of the summer at Headingley, but it could really work in our favour. It's a ground that we've not always played our best cricket out of the last couple of years, but historically has been very good to us, so hopefully that can continue moving forward.
Can I get your reaction to James Taylor as well? I mean, it's shocking news that obviously he's had to retire at such a young age.
Yeah, it's horrible. I was away when I heard the news and I couldn't really believe what I was hearing. He's a guy that's the fittest in the squad. He worked extremely hard at his game. He was your ideal role model really for anyone wanting to be a part of the sport, and devastated to hear that, you know, that had happened to him. A really good fella, and you know, I'm going to try and catch up with him next week down in Nottingham, but I really hope that he finds something that he's as passionate about that he can then continue to do for the rest of his life, because cricket was a massive part of him, and it's horrible to see that happen to someone. Well, such a nice guy as well.
And a bit of a hole left in the England setup as well.
Well, that's it. Not only is it, it's obviously a huge shame, and it's horrible for him personally, but you're losing a big part of the dressing room for our team, and of course it gives an opportunity for someone else to prove that they're capable to fill his spot in the side. But yeah, it's never a nice nice way to get back into the team, but I'm sure whoever gets given that opportunity will want to prove their point and stay within the team if going forward for the rest of the summer. We've got to make sure we try and win every game throughout the summer. I think first of all we've got to make sure that we start well and build on that. Don't look too far ahead. All of the cliches, as you know, but we want to be by the end of it. We want to make sure that we give. We've been dominant in our own conditions before we go away to India. There's, as you said, there's going to be opportunities for guys to get into the team and hopefully cement their spots. and gain some experience before a really tough tour away in India. But we've got two strong sides coming over. We're going to have to play some really good cricket, and there'll be a lot of pressure on a number of different players within the team. The senior guys will obviously be expected to perform, and whoever comes into the team will be desperate to get off to a good start in their international career.